may not choose our family.
The first vampires.
We're bound forever to those with whom we share blood.
The last season.
If the four Michelsons come together, it will signal darkness like we've never known.
Friday, April 20th.
We have to save each other.
Always and forever.
The Originals. The final season premieres Friday, April 20th. On the CW.
What's up, yo? It's Mike again. Yes, no, Kristen, it's just me. So I'm going to be talking about this episode. Episode 8. Yes, The Originals. The Kindness of Strangers that aired June 13th. Now, I haven't watched last week's episode. I'll probably watch that probably tonight before tomorrow's episode. But yeah, this episode. This one was more emotional for me. Yeah, this one got to me more than Haley's death. I don't know about y'all, but this one did. But we'll get to that. This episode started off great, seeing Rebecca. Oh, yes! Well, Elijah and Klaus are together. They're trapped somewhere. And then, of course, everybody is pulled back together, and Rebecca shows up. She looked lovely, as always. Cole shows up, which I think he's freaking hilarious. It was good seeing him. And I'm sure the ladies and some of the guys out there listening right now liked him because he had no shirt on. It's okay. It's okay. I got Rebecca in a nice little dress, but Cole comes with a shirt off. But yes, the family is get together. Marcel shows up. It's apparently Hope is doing this stuff. Which we find out with Freya's help to get everybody together because Hope's going to do whatever she wants to do. She's pissed, and she's a powerful witch. Well, everything else. She's a powerful, supernatural creature. So yes, everybody's together. It was cool seeing the flashbacks. I like that. Great scenes with all of them together, arguing and fighting and all that good stuff. This was a really good episode. And then, of course, everybody goes to their thing. Cole goes back to Davina, and Rebecca goes back to wherever she was going, minus Marcel, which I still think it's messed up that she's not marrying. But they will. They will. They're going to wind up eloping. I guarantee they're going to wind up eloping. But I'm still bothered that they didn't get together. And then, of course, Klaus is there with his brother to help him run through that red door. Because we find out that all these keys, you already know. And when he goes through it, and all those memories start coming back, and then it seeing Haley, oh my gosh, my gosh. I tweeted Daniel Gillis and just said, I mean, he did a great job. I felt it. It was some serious stuff. I got all teary-eyed, man. And normally I can hold those tears back, but I was like, oh, when all those feelings and what he saw came back. And that's what Klaus was protecting him from. That's what, as much as he hated the fact that, you know, where he was at, Klaus knew that if his memories came back, this would be worse. That scene there when he's just, So that was just, it was great because once again, like I said before, if I can watch a show and that happens and I'm like, oh, that's some good stuff there. That's good stuff. That's good TV for me. The very ending, Elijah is getting dressed in his suit. The only guy that can have blood all over him and fight. I've said that before in past podcasts. The dude is just a sharp dressed man. He's putting on the suit, so we know he's back. He goes to Antoinette, and she's like, Elijah, I love you. He's like, forgive me, and walks off. But a pimp. Screw that snatch. But you know what? I personally don't think she's going to go out. I haven't seen last week's episode, so I have a feeling. I'm hoping she's going to walk the talk that she's like, you know, she's not a part of that. She ain't about that life no more, and she's going to do her thing, and she's going to leave, but I don't know. Something just feels weird about it. I don't think that's the last we've seen of Antoinette, especially if she got dogged like that. And he just leaves because everything just comes. You can tell Elijah's feeling like crap. And then Klaus reads Haley's letters that he never read, which was good. It was just a great last 20 minutes of this episode. This episode was really, really good. And it wasn't a lot of stuff. Like, it wasn't action and just cliffhangers. It was just, you know, like that Haley was the first thing, and then the next episode was this kind of like a healing, and this was just more healing, but just we knew this was coming. We had to rip the bandit off. And Elijah, another great episode. Yeah, this episode was good. I really like this episode. That's it. That's all I have to say. Did y'all like it as much as I did? Or did y'all cry? Did y'all cry? Did y'all cry about this one? So that's it. Episode 8, The Kindness of Strangers. If you want to hear more, go to iwatchmike.com or accordingtokristen.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram, I Watch Mike on Facebook, and of course Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. But go to my blog. I think I'm giving away some stuff too, some DVDs as well. So make sure you go over there and check that out. Surf around there if you'd like. Leave comments if you'd like. iWatchMike.com. That is it. If you just want to go straight to the podcast, you can go to iTunes and search Talking the Originals, or go to AudioBoom.com and search Talking the Originals. So that's it, people. Have a great day. I'm going to try to watch the episode, last week's episode, today, tomorrow, and then knock out the other ones. All right? I will talk to you later. You hear that beating? That's my little boy right there. He's knocking on the window. I gotta go.
We may not choose our family.
The first vampires.
We're bound forever to those with whom we share blood.
The last season.
If the four Michelsons come together, it will signal darkness like we've never known.
Friday, April 20th.
We have to save each other.
Always and forever.
The Originals. The final season premieres Friday, April 20th on the CW.